that I don't like to relate. I said, man, the fish pie, if you got good bait, I'm gonna fish it. My mama gonna fish it.
All right. Of course, you know what that means. It's time for a fishing report with Leif Seberg. Hey, Leif.
How's it going, Deputy Dizzy?
I was wondering if we were going to maybe call this the Morrell Report. I've seen some pictures that you've been having up on Facebook and all. Yep. And it's a great year for that as well, huh?
Yeah, we've been slaying them up there at No-Tell'em Hill.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, it's been good. It's, you know, just that that warm, wet, cool, warm, wet, cool. It's just a wave after wave
better,
them up there.
Better than last fall.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing too, because we're picking on, I've been picking more on the 2014 burn or the, Carlton Complex, mushrooms that,
oh, really?
And I never, you know, do well on a second year burn. I just never bother, to try it. And there's some portions of that giant, burn from the, from 2014 that is just kicking out. So it gives you a lot of room. Well, you can go, and by the way, you can get the maps from the Forest Service, and you're required to get the personal pick free thing and have it on hand. And it just tells you the road closures too, because like it's bumming me out. But the 42 and the 4235, the Forest Service roads that basically kind of go across the top spine of the loop hill area there, that would connect you from like the top of the loop that everybody knows that they drive over, it would go kind of essentially along the top of all those hills, all the way up to Tiffany Lake and down into either Salmon Creek or Conconelli or Totes Coulee eventually, or Boulder Creek on our side. So, long story short though, you can't get much further than, I think the campground up there by the ski hill. So, no Beaver Lake this year. That really bumps me out there.
Yeah.
You know, some mushrooms, some fishing and some crawdads. Oh man.
Yeah, I know. It could be a good day for the hunter-gatherer.
Yeah, so be aware. I don't know. You can print them off the website, too, so you don't have to go up there.
Okay.
But definitely be informed when you're heading out there.
But really, we're here to talk about fishing.
Fishing.
And I got to say, I was thinking about you as I was driving to work, looking at the river coming back up. That's probably going to be kind of with us for a while, up and down.
Yeah, it's kind of the bell curve we've talked about in the past and the staircase. It kind of goes up. you know, each day we reach our peak, and then during the night it'll kind of go down, and then in general throughout the course of this we get this up down, and I think you know, unless we have some bizarre, you know, 100 degree plus thing for days on end, we've seen our high peak there when we saw that like 17,000-18,000 a few weeks ago, which was really neat to see, because we haven't come up to even a real decent runoff in the last few years, so it's nice to kind of clean everything out and make everything anew, and then right now we're kind of back up around 10,000, possibly going to hit 12,000-13,000, and so that, you know, the second highest peak from 18,000 in our last one, about 10,000-12,000 to this one, you know, maybe we'll do it again and we'll dip below 7,000 or 8,000 and come back up to it or something like that, but I'm still sticking with my prediction and hoping that, you know, the river should be right around 2,000 or 3,000 on that Memorial Day weekend when it opens. And for those of you that know what you're doing out there, you'd be getting into some fish. Definitely, though, at that point, got to be careful not getting, you know, step into the river. And then those using the boats need to know what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I assume if they've got a boat, they do know what they're doing.
Yep.
But
I hope so.
Yeah. With water like that, you definitely should know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Have you been anywhere else fishing?
You know, I've been out and about just checking out what I can when I can. Checked out Little Twin the other day. Only had just a little bit of time. Didn't have much success, but did hear that there were some not only rainbow trout stocked in there this year, but also some brook trout. So that'll be cool to see how they do over the next season or two. And it's been, you know, I don't remember the last time Little Twin had some brook trout in there.
Hmm.
And like we've talked about in the past, different fish seem to definitely go after that different food niche. So especially that first round or two, that first year or two of any, you know, new fish subspecies to an area, I found they'll blow up and get really big, such as like the ones when we switched Lower Rock Lake and Upper Rock Lake too, from brookies to cutthroat. man, that first year that I put in that lake for WDFW went up to 20 plus inches. And then subsequently kind of like shrunk down in their average. The second year average was like 19, 18 at their peak. And now, you know, it's still a really good like 15, 16 inch cutthroat in that lower rock lake. So
they've come into balance with their food source.
You see it, yeah, you see them get just like a plethora of that food niche, and then kind of like it balances out to where it's got an equilibrium with them eating them and and the new bugs coming along.
So, right.
Yeah, it should be a cool thing to see how they do in the next season or two in there. Cool. But went up to Buck Lake yesterday with my good buddy Greg. We took my drift boat up there, and you know, just this kind of the year, the time of the year to go up there, as well as black pine. You want to get in there before they really start to get that urge to spawn. And I was happy to see you'd usually see them if they're spawning right there at the boat launch.
Yeah.
There, I saw one kind of swimming away that seemed to be looking at it. It was about 14, 15 inches, which is about the biggest fish I saw that day. We caught a bunch that were between 10 and 12, and most of them were cutthroat. A couple of them were rainbows, but just a lot of fun. You know, that thing drops right off, so you can use deep bugs and sinking lines. But they also really, you see a lot of surface activity. So Greg was throwing on a dry fly and got quite a few rises, too.
Oh, cool.
So it was a really good time. I took a few of them home, my boys, and we fried some up with some morels and whatnot. And
of course.
Man, those fish are tasty. Those are among the ones that I will definitely take. And, you know, just like Buck, I would say get up to black pine right now before those fish want to spawn. We're just right now at the point where those roads have opened up. At least I'm fairly sure the Libby Creek and Poor Man, from what I've heard. You know, this is the time where those fish won't be, you know, preoccupied with wanting to spawn. And those are some of the bigger cutthroat that you can get your hands on, and such a beautiful backdrop too.
Yeah. Well, everything's shaping up for a great day out, pretty much regardless of how well you do fishing. I mean, like you said, or you can go mushroom hunting.
Yeah.
In a lot of places.
So many good activities, so many good locations. Yeah. You know, I would also say that last week, Buzzard was turning over. I haven't been there yet, but I would be willing to bet that it's probably about done with that process. By the time you're listening to this report, it's probably time to go. So I would definitely recommend that. And I would wave people off of frost for a little while. I did go up there and saw there were some fish taking the opportunity with that inflowing water to try to spawn up there. So, you know, you could do it. You could go up there and use bait, treble hooks, keep five, whatever you want to do. Me personally, I would not eat those fish because they're just kind of muddy. They make a great picture. So, I always encourage catch and release, but that is there again up to you in that lake. But yeah, please just, you know, don't mess with them when they're in that mode. It's not super sporting.
No, the good call. I agree.
Yeah, so, you know, if anybody needs any more info, just check out Fly Fishers Pro Shop. We got the blog and the podcast of this radio broadcast up there. And if you'd like to get any more info, you can always give me a call at 509-429-7298. Be happy to book a trip, give you some fishing tips. And you can also drop me an email at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com or check us out on Facebook. Everybody enjoy this beautiful, beautiful spring and get that fish right on. With my pole, mama, and my life. I'm fishing, my mama's gonna fishing, and the baby gonna